It's still a little clunky. This is the first year the Fairbanks North Star Borough has used this process, and it's still unfamiliar. Mayor Bryce Ward wanted to address the millions of dollars in maintenance backlog at schools, borough buildings, parks, and pools. The Assembly approved his program last fall, and it's been moving forward in phases.
The KIPP process overall, you know, it's new. It's teething, is the way I would put it. It's an upgrade over what we've had.
It's a new process, so we're going to have some bumps in the road.
That was Assembly members Aaron Legiski and Mindy O'Neill. Members of the public and the borough staff nominated projects in October. 99 of them are on the KIPP website. The mayor's office narrowed down the list, which the Assembly debated for the last 2 weeks. Assemblymember Liz Like encouraged the body to put faith in the new process.
If we keep doing things the same, we'll never do anything different. And I think that's where we're at as a borough again and again.
The plan is really a wish list and will shape capital improvement strategy and policy for the next 10 years. But it will be open for the public to nominate more projects every 2 years. On Thursday, the Assembly was just to approve a list, which now has about 60 projects, and pass it back to the mayor's office for ranking. Member Mindy O'Neill.
Right now, we're just inventorying what we have to work on. And it doesn't mean that we have to come up with how we're going to pay for it. And it doesn't mean that we have to come up with when we're going to pay for it. It's an opportunity for us to listen to the public on what is important to them.
Repair money will come from the borough's Facilities Maintenance Reserve Fund, or FMR, with nearly $26 million in it. But the maintenance backlog is millions more. FMR money will likely be consumed by the projects that get to the top of the list, prompting some members to think about two lists.
We have had a lot of community input about deferred maintenance versus new projects.
We really need to take a huge priority on the facilities maintenance.
That was Leah Berman-Williams and Jimmy Cash. The Assembly did pass an amendment from Cash to divide the list into two. One for maintenance projects and a separate one for new construction. And that is nearly all that was changed in the 500-line resolution. Some members drilled down on the dollar estimates for each project, but Mayor Ward reminded the Assembly they will vote again on the list after each project is scoped and prioritized.
When it comes to the funding sources to pay for these things, that's really the next phase. And really, the Assembly gets two more bites at the apple. Once you get through this phase with the resolution, you have the overall CIP, which you can amend. Then you have the actual budget year.
But member Aaron Legiski didn't want to wait. He moved to remove each project he defined as new construction, new buildings at parks, expansion of the Nolwine Library, and replacement animal shelter. But other members, like Berman-Williams, voted to keep the projects on the list.
I don't understand what we're trying to accomplish in eliminating information about these projects.
One big project did come off the list, $12 million for the school district's College and Career Centers of Excellence for pathways to college and trade programs leading to high-demand jobs. And there was one small expansion that went on the list. Frank Tomaszewski proposed an increase to the John Weaver Skate Park by $250,000. After 4 hours of debate, the Assembly passed the Capital Improvement Program. The next phase is analysis by the borough's technical team who will score each project and rank them. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.